You're listening to SBS News. Treasurer Scott Morrison is crediting higher-than-expected tax receipts from a stronger economy for the decision to drop government plans to pursue an increase in the Medicare levy.
Our economy is now stronger and it is continuing to strengthen under our national economic plan. And this has created more and better options for dealing with this challenge, ensuring that we can guarantee the funding that is needed to deliver this important program. And so we're in a position today that we can do that without increasing the Medicare levy. And that is the benefit that comes from a stronger economy.
But opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the only reason the plan has been abandoned is because Labor would not support it.
The government said that NDIS would be unfunded without this tax rise. Now, what would have happened if Labor had accepted the government's arguments? If Labor had voted for this tax rise? It would now be the law of the land. Instead, we see Scott Morrison dropping this policy today. And there's only one reason he's dropping the policy, because he couldn't get the votes in the Parliament because of the Labor Party's opposition.
Mr. Bowen says the decision is the latest in a number of government backdowns.
Just as they got the big call wrong on the Banking Royal Commission and refused to hold it, just as they've got the call wrong on refusing to reform negative gearing, they've got this one wrong as well, and Labor has got it right.
Labor had only been prepared to support a Medicare increase for people earning more than $87,000 a year. But following the announcement, Mr. Bowen says that policy is being abandoned. Both the Coalition and Labor say the National Disability Insurance Scheme will be fully funded, but some disability advocates have their doubts. Former Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes has told the ABC the scheme could be operating more efficiently if there was certainty about funding.
It's not operating as effectively as it could be, and that's because this government has put too tighter controls on the scheme, both in the employment cap that I talked about and in limiting the independent operation of the agency through the government keeping control. And state governments are, in some respects, walking away from their obligations. So whilst the scheme's doing okay, it could be doing a lot better, and it would be doing far better with the certainty of the Medicare levy.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.